This painting is the first abstract expressionist painting purchased by the curators of the Museum of Modern Art, and for that matter, purchased by any museum. At this point in Pollock's career, he was still in the process of finding himself. And one of the ways he did that, as so many artists of his generation, was looking back to mythology and so-called primitive imagery. The she-wolf has a long history in all sorts of cultures, myths, and legends. Perhaps the most famous is the story of Romulus and Remus, the twins who are credited with the founding of the city of Rome. And they, as orphans, were suckled by a she-wolf in the wilderness. You can see that the horizontal figure of the wolf goes from the head at the left across to the rump at the right. And you see the teats below center where Romulus and Remus would have nursed. But far more important than this descriptive outline of the she-wolf is all of the action on top of it and under it and around it. All of the color, all of the lines, all of these rather frantic notations, as if there were some message being transcribed, almost like the cave paintings on the walls going back further than antiquity, where you have this urgency of human communications, and yet you don't know exactly what that communication is.